Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. That's Fresh Air coming up this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on WCBE. That's 90.5 FM Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark. And online at WCBE.org. We're happy to have Dan Kroll joining us live from Studio A. Welcome to Columbus and WCBE.
Thank you very much for having me.
Whoops, I'm throwing things already. I'm going to ruin the session before it gets started. Thank you. The U.S. release, Sweet Disarray. We'll talk about that and get to know Dan a little bit better after he starts us off with this first song. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to play a song called Hello, My Baby.
Okay, here we go.
If I was to build a coliseum, I would lay it with the rest. I'd take a walk on over to your Richard Plain and share the grass that you say is best. Suggest you forget your mother, I forget my friends, and we can go round and round and round until the circle ends. My forbidden fruit throws itself at you, it's the wrong to take a bite. Cause you're coming up to me and all I can see is a dark and tender sight. Now if you forget your mother, I forget my friends, and we can go round and round and round until the circle ends. Hey! Then I say, hey, baby, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, beautiful girl! Hey! Facing 25 years behind his prison bars, cause I've left you on the run. With these blistered feet in the southern heat, because the color of our sun. Now I've never been the one to protest, never been the one to shout, but we can go round and round and round until the word is out. Then I say, hey, baby. Hey, beautiful girl. Hey, baby, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, beautiful girl. Hello, my baby. 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 Hello, my baby.
Dan Kroll joining us live from Studio A, a track called Hello My Baby. I don't think is that on the suite?
It's not, no. It's a special one. I was lucky enough to go to Durban, South Africa just before Christmas and record with Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Oh my gosh.
And in a few days, it's I think it's on the 19th, it's Record Store Day.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be releasing that track together as like a special release for Record Store Day.
Excellent.
So
It's always fun to play with when I've got the guys singing with me. So I thought, why not?
Well, what a treat. Yeah,
two from the album and one special one.
Well, that sounds good. And I look forward to hearing that track with Ladysmith.
Yeah.
Excellent. That'll be available on Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. DanKroll.com is his website to keep up to date and about that new track, too. And that was recorded where? That was
Durban, South Africa.
Oh, yeah. South Africa. Okay, yeah. Wow. Yeah. How did you came up with the idea of working together with?
It's always been an aim of mine to actually collaborate with the people who kind of inspired that track, really. Mm-hmm. So each track has got its own kind of artist who's influenced me, and I've always kind of made it my aim to try and record with them. And Ladysmith were just one of those groups. And so just managed to get in contact with their manager, who lives out in New York, and we were touring America at the time, mm-hmm. back in October, and we managed to meet him and hang out with him and
so cool.
get the flights booked and the studio booked.
Nice. And so had you been to South Africa before that?
No, I hadn't. It was an amazing experience.
Wow. So lots going on with you. That's
a lot.
Special track here that we just heard, Hello My Baby, and that'll be available on Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. release of Sweet Disarray, and a U.S. tour, obviously, is happening with that. And you stay busy. We're here in Columbus and looking forward to the show tonight at the Rumba Cafe. And it'll be the full band. We've got two guys helping out here today.
This is Jacob and Jethro, and we're missing another two. I think they're eating donuts.
They're having some coffee and donuts.
Or something.
But tell us where it all started for you. I know things happened, something special with Paul McCartney right out of your performing arts school, but obviously you had been writing before that. Growing up, tell us about
I'd tried to kind of do a bit of songwriting as a kid, but I think I was just into just messing about on instruments, teaching myself how to play guitar and piano and drums, but it was never my focus. I think sport was always my focus. And then at about 17, that kind of sporting career abruptly ended, and then I started kind of pursuing music and realizing that people kind of create careers out of music. Mm-hmm. You know, these people get to do this for a living and tour the world and stuff. And I wasn't very well traveled. And so it was the big light was that I'd get to, try and travel and play music for people and
making a living.
See what I could do. Yeah. And so far it's been going quite well.
Yeah. So so tell us about the experience. You had just finished Performing Arts College and you won a National Songwriting Award, which earned a sit down with Paul McCartney. Tell us about the song that won that award, and of course, if you wouldn't mind sharing your experience with Paul.
There were two songs that I played for that songwriting competition. One was called Marion, and one was called Home. I think Marion, I don't play that much anymore. It's kind of like more of a personal one that I've kind of kept for myself. And Home is one that I'm very proud of to kind of get out there and stuff, which is on the album.
Yeah, yeah.
So those were the two songs. And then, I got to meet Paul McCartney. It was quite a crazy experience because that songwriting competition was the night before. I had to get like a night bus back from London to Liverpool, which took about 6 hours, and got back to Liverpool at about 6:30 in the morning, and then went to sleep for an hour, woke up, went into university early morning and met Paul McCartney, and then kind of went back to bed afterwards and then was just like, did that actually just happen? You know, it was a bit of a hazy kind of state I was in. But it was really lovely. I wasn't really nervous at all, and I think it's down to his personality. He's a very kind of humble, relaxed man, and he was just there to kind of just have a laugh and just kind of chill out. It was about 40 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty nice. Yeah. And you were the only one or were there others that won?
I was one of seven.
Okay, that's excellent.
Jethro here got one as well.
Oh, good, good. Well, excellent. Well, we were just talking about the track Home. I'm not sure if you're playing that one today for us or not. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about Home, the song, and Back Home as well after you do this next one for us.
Yeah, this next track is called From Nowhere.
Fall. Every now and then I lose control. eyes, I see your thoughts surrounding me, and I've a little bit of thought for you. Cause every now and then I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes, oh, I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes, with your thrills I find it's not hard to be left behind. So I'll run and you'll hide. We know better than to stay outside. Hey, you're cold and you're away. You said I should never stay, but there's no better place. Every now and then I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes, oh, I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes. I stare into your eyes, oh, I fall a bit behind. Every time I stare into your eyes, oh,
From Nowhere. It's the lead off track to Sweet Disarray. It's Dan Kroll and his bandmates joining us live from Studio Ed. Gosh, you guys, you know, on this U.S. tour and going through, what is it, June 19th at least. That's what the latest update that I see. Yeah. But so talk about that track, Home, and how it was written, because it's kind of about missing home and how close you are with your family.
Definitely. It's it was about really like a trip I took to Berlin. And it was like the middle of winter in Berlin, and I could only afford, because I was a broke student, to buy the really cheap flights with no luggage and just kind of take like a little rucksack. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of wasn't prepared for how cold it was. And it was turned into like a bit of a kind of miserable weekend, kind of like getting a hole in your shoe and just having wet feet for 4 days. And then I was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, it's time to go, you know, back to the UK now. And I flew back home and my dad picked me up from the airport and I was still just freezing cold. And it was just the feeling of stepping through my front door back home and kind of just seeing like a nice log fire and cooked meal and all my family there. And it was just a lovely feeling. And then the next day I had to go back to Liverpool and carry on working. But, you know, I was quite inspired by just that realization of how much I love home.
It means to you. Yeah. And so I'm sure you get a little, you know, homesick from time to time when you're out that long and have those those treasures at home, you know, the family to go, you know, to that you love, and obviously, and to write a song about it, which I think we're going to hear from this song, Home, coming up, the last one that they'll take us out with. Being from Liverpool, tell us about the thought process to some in those areas, such as London, Liverpool, and obviously you're gaining success, but I read somewhere where the mindset is you have to be from London to gain any attention.
It's a common thought, I think, from musicians outside of London, that they feel they're never going to make it unless they move to London, really. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the same kind of over here with somewhere like Nashville or something, like when they feel, mm-hmm. I don't know if people feel the need to do that, but that, for us, it's London, I think. And so when I finished the Performing Arts Institute in Liverpool, mm-hmm. I felt quite a bit of pressure to move to London because I've got, that's where all the labels are, that's where all the management are and everything like that. But I resisted. and I'm very proud of that because it's you know, thrice as expensive as Liverpool, mm. and it would have been a really tough time moving down there. But so I'm still in Liverpool, and I'm very proud of that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just surprising to me because of those four young lads called the Beatles that they were from Liverpool. Mm. And so it's strange.
They didn't have to move to London, I don't
know. No, I don't think so. No. They were just fine, you know, with where they were. So congratulations on your success. I'd love
Thank you very much.
We love what you do here, and we thank you all for being here and taking the time to do this for us today.
No problem.
And they're going to take us out with that track, Home. It's off Sweet Disarray, and we'll do another ticket giveaway after this last song. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you very
here.
Much.
I've forgotten how it feels with the carpet under my seat. It's the polyester fibers that wrap around my feet. Feels like home. Home. Shakes my bones, it's the rug that warms my soul. It's the textile to the skin, and the sensation alone feels like home. Home. So if you ever come round to my house, take your shoes off at the door, 'cause it's impolite not to. You'll be damaging my floor, 'cause it's my home. When you're down, you're alone. It's a train that brings you home. And your mother, brother, sister, father waiting at the door. It's so sweet, sweet. Makes me glad I'm only a stone's throw away. Makes me sad that others can't have it the same way. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. In the forest, it's unlikely that you'll find a home so tidy compared to what it's like living like a city type. Why it's no home. Damaging my floor, 'cause it's mine.